up? It's The Rant. My name is Jeff Ratcliffe, and it is Tuesday, December 8th. And if you're listening to this podcast still, congratulations, because that means you probably made the fantasy football playoffs, unless you're sticking around for all the fart jokes. That's pretty good, man. Week 14 heading at us here. Of course, we still have a game tonight. I'm recording this before the Tuesday night contest. Might be coming down to the line for you. I have a bye week situation that I'm in tonight. Zeke or J.K. Dobbins? Yeah, hey, we all have these start-sit decisions. Even the pros do. That's what I am dealing with tonight. Who do I go with? Well, I know who I'm going to go with, but we'll see. I'll talk about that tomorrow, whether I got the bye or not. Need 16 points. It's not pretty. Not looking good. But also not looking good for Carson Wentz. He was officially benched today, so the other shoe dropped there for Wentz. I will talk about Jalen Hurts and what do we do for him for fantasy football purposes, waiver purposes this week. I'm actually going to break down my waiver wire rankings for you today instead of going by position because it's a little abridged this week. There aren't a ton of names, but there are some crucial names on the list. So we'll do that. I'll get you defensive streamers as well on the podcast today. Before I get into that, let me tell you about our sponsor, Monkey Knife Fight. Do you like to play daily fantasy sports? Well, if you do, you need to go check out monkeyknifefight.com. Monkeyknifefight.com is the fastest growing daily fantasy site in the world because monkeyknifefight.com is different than the other daily fantasy sites. That's because on monkeyknifefight.com, there are no salary caps. You don't have to play against sharks. And that means anyone has a chance of winning, even you. MonkeyKnifeFight.com has tons of fun daily contests in all the sports you love. Baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, UFC, NASCAR, WNBA, esports, and of course, football. Monkey Knife Fight has it all. And you know what else? MonkeyKnifeFight.com has a free $5 game for you just for signing up. And if you use the promo code RANT, you will have your first deposit matched instantly up to $50. With a name like MonkeyKnifeFight.com, you could be pretty certain you know what you're going to be getting when you sign up to play monkeys and knives and fights and sports. Sign up and play today at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Play to MKF and win. State and age restrictions apply. See site for full terms and restrictions. A cool game there for sure. So let's dive into the waiver wire rankings for this week. At the top of the list, it's pretty easy. It's Cam Akers. I would spend everything you have left. Literally. 50 to 100%. This is the first time all year that I'm saying that, but here's the deal. You may only have 1 week left of fantasy football. You're not guaranteed to play after your first playoff game. So if you're playing this week, you do everything that you can to win. If you're playing next week, well, you know, you got to buy still. Doing everything I can to win. So, you know, it finally happened. I talked about this on the podcast yesterday. 22 touches. They took the training wheels off. He is dealing with a shoulder injury, but even so, I'm still going to pick this dude up. Darrell Henderson also banged up. So, yeah, I'm going all in on Cam Akers. Now, the nice thing is you hopefully picked him up well before this. I've been talking about Cam Akers for how long? And you can get him for free, basically, if you picked him up a few weeks ago. That's what I'm always talking about, being ahead of your league. Kiki QT, 30%. That Texans passing game, I watched the game back. You wouldn't know they lost their best receiver. They didn't skip a beat in that game. QT going for 141 in that contest. I will talk about Chad Hansen as well, but QT is the top ad. Now, he played exclusively in the slot, but that's fine. He had really good chemistry there with Deshaun Watson. I was actually really surprised by that. I didn't expect much out of Kiki QT, but there you go. Kiki QT, 30%. T.Y. Hilton, 15%. All right, I'll bite. I'll bite. He looked like himself for the first time all season. So, you know, I'll put him on my bench for the stretch run. Sometimes, too, at this time of year, that move is a defensive move. Like, going into waivers tonight, if you know who your opponent is going to be in week 14, if you're playing in week 14, look at what they need. If they need a quarterback, put the blocker up. Like, everything is fair in fantasy football. Play the man, not the ball, right? Play your opponent. Speaking of quarterback, maybe Matthew Stafford is out there. Detroit fired Matt Patricia. Daryl Bevel takes over. Detroit plays good. coincidence? I mean, come on. This is like every team that fires their head coach this year. Bill O'Brien out. Texans start playing good. Atlanta, you have Dan Quinn out. Well, Atlanta, for the most part, has played a lot better under Raheem Morris. A lot better. Detroit finally looks like the offense we expected them to be, and they were shorthanded. 15% on Matty Stafford. He's widely available. Ty Johnson, 10%. Ty Johnson, 10%. How about that? With Frank Gore concussed, Johnson a surprise 100-yard rusher last week. Gore's fading. This just feels like, all right, it's your job now. Like, there's nobody else to take the job. You showed up. You took the ball, ran with it. Go ahead, Ty Johnson. Now, it's a pretty easy matchup against the Raiders, but I still think he's worth 10%. I think Le'Veon Bell is worth 10%. Clyde Edwards-Helaire should be back this week, but it's just like a healthy reminder, a friendly reminder here that, you know, Le'Veon Bell is one of the better handcuffs out there. At 10%, Jalen Hurts. So in my article over at FTNFantasy.com, I actually put Hurts at 3% because this news wasn't officially announced by when I filed that article. So I'm revising it. He's at 7 for me. I'm going 10%. I think there's a chance he could be a top 15 fantasy quarterback going forward here. That is certainly not a bad thing at all in one quarterback leagues. In two quarterback leagues, he's an absolute must add, and he's out there in a lot of leagues. You might be in a deep two quarterback league where he is owned, but that's pretty rare. Logan Thomas, 8%, coming off a career game there. Really, this dude has been balling all season long. Hasn't been the most consistent, but that's true for all tight ends for the most part, outside of, like, Kelsey. Like, even Darren Waller hasn't been extraordinarily consistent. He has a couple down games this season. So, yeah, 8%. He's a top 15 tight end. He's in the tight end one conversation the rest of the way. Rashard Hollywood Higgins, the original Hollywood. Well, not really. It's a pretty played out nickname, but regardless, not Hollywood Brown, Hollywood Higgins getting in the zone last week. He looks like he's the go-to intermediate receiver. So I got 7% on him. I'll go 7% on Jalen Reagor. Now, initially I was at 5%. I think that Jalen Hurts under center makes Reagor that much more appealing. I don't know if this Hurts thing is going to work, but you couldn't do much worse than Carson Wentz this season, so why not? Why not shoot for the upside with Jalen Reagor? Hurts was able to sort of coax that out of him and Greg Ward, who I'll go 5% on as well. Tim Patrick, 5%. Scored 2 touchdowns. I don't expect that to happen very frequently here. But, you know, with Jerry Jeudy banged up, there's some value to having Tim Patrick. If you need a quarterback, I think there's really 3 options outside of Jalen Hurts. And if Matthew Stafford is available, it really comes down to Derek Carr, Baker Mayfield, and Cam Newton. I'd go 5% on all of them. They all have their mixed bag of tricks, and some of them are good tricks and some of them are bad tricks. Carr and Mayfield haven't been the most consistent from the passing standpoint, but they have shown upside, including both of them last week. Whereas Cam, we know he's not going to do anything from a passing standpoint, but the Patriots seem very committed to saying, okay, just run the darn football, and we'll win football games that way. And if he runs the football, he showed us last week, he can be a borderline quarterback one, if not better, depending on the week. So 5% for all of them. 5% on Chad Hansen. Deep Dynasty, folks, I see you. Chad Hansen led the Texans wideouts in snaps, went over 100 yards. He's in play, man. We thought it was going to be Isaiah Coulter. We were wrong. It's Chad Hansen. Henry Ruggs the third. 5%. Can he actually now get things going down the stretch? I mean, it was a good step in the right direction with that game-winning touchdown, but we'll see. 5% on some handcuffs here. Jamal Williams, Tony Pollard, Kalen Ballage. If Williams is out there, he's an instant RB1 if Aaron Jones goes down. Pollard's an instant top 15 if Zeke goes down. Kalen Ballage is an RB2+ if Austin Ekeler goes down. Cole Kmet, if you need a tight end, maybe Cole Kmet for the stretch run. He outsnapped Jimmy Graham 54-34, out-targeted him 7-1. Anthony Firkser at 3%, 5% on Kmet if I didn't say it. 3% on Firkser if Jonnu Smith is still banged up. Firkser will see a lot of work. You know, he had 7 targets last week. Yes, he did get Gesicki'd. Mykal Pruitt got in the end zone. But either way, a lot of work for Firkser. Traquan Smith, 3%, got in the end zone, offers some touchdown upside down the stretch. Jeremy McNichols, 3% if you want to handcuff Derrick Henry. Tyler Eifert, 2%, caught all six of his targets this past week with Glennon under center. Trending up. And then finally, just because all starting quarterbacks should be owned in two quarterback leagues, your obligatory add of Ryan Finley. I don't really want to add him. I would go hard after Jalen Hurts. I would. Hard AF. All right? Go ham on the waiver wire for Jalen Hurts here. Not Ryan Finley. But I had to include him in the waiver column. In terms of your streamers for this week, it isn't a particularly impressive list. This is not a good streamer week. So I only have a few for you. I have Kansas City, not the best defensive option, but they do get a rookie corner, a quarterback, and they get a rookie quarterback in a game that could potentially, he could be playing from behind. I like that. I like going after the rookie quarterback and trying to exploit the matchup. So going after Tua here with Kansas City. I like Houston against Chicago. They have been one of the best matchups all season, even though the Texans aren't very good on defense. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the matchup trumps the defense when it comes to streaming a defense, because you're not looking for the Texans to pitch a shutout. You're looking for the Texans to score a touchdown. That's all you're really looking for. So if the matchup dictates that the team turns the ball over a lot or they're sack prone, then you go after the matchup. And then finally, Dallas. I mean, this one's easy. If Ryan Finley's under center, I mean, it's like checkmate. If Brandon Allen is under center, it's still pretty freaking good for Dallas. So there you go. Kansas City, Houston, and Dallas. All right. Short one today. Like I said, very short. But tomorrow we'll do a full show rankings, getting things officially set up for Week 14 fantasy football. Looking forward to that. Enjoy the game if you're listening to this either before or during. That's pretty freaking cool if you're listening to this during the game. Shout out to you. But enjoy the game. We'll unpack a little of that tomorrow. Can't wait to see where Jalen Hurts lands in rankings. Going to be fun, baby. Going to be fun. Hey, in the meantime, head on over to FTNFantasy.com. Go check out the fantasy goods over there. Lots of free stuff for you to check out as well if you aren't a subscriber currently. Keep reviewing that podcast on iTunes. Let's get to 2K. I like 2K. CJ2K, JR2K. Let's do it. Let's get to 2,000 reviews. If you haven't reviewed the show already, it's really easy to do if you have an iPhone. Just open up the Apple Podcast app and then go to my podcast, which happens to be called The Rant with Jeff Rackliff. You are listening to it right now. And then scroll to the bottom and click the stars. You can also do so on the web. Really need those iTunes / Apple reviews / whatever the heck you want to call it these days. They really help the podcast out, and we are celebrating that. We had a little contest last week for getting to 1,000, and we're going to announce the winner tomorrow. Get ready. Get ready for that. At Jeff Rackliff on Twitter, at Jeff Rackliff on Instagram, # Rat Pack. All right, I'll catch you on the flip side for another edition of the pod. I'm Jeff Rackliff, and I'm out of here.